If you're living in a bubble and you haven't got a care, well, you're gonna be in trouble, 'cause we're gonna steal your air.
Hi everybody, Octopus Caveman here. This is Peter, and welcome to the weirdest episode of Popcorn with Candy, most likely to date. This is going to be divisive. This is going to be
only like, because you're trying.
This is going to be like the election or my divorce. This is going to split the fan base in two, and then we're going to have two separate podcasts continuing from here.
The right people and the people who agree with you.
We'll see. I'm going to state my case. This is a Spaceballs episode. And I've gone on record a few times saying I hate this movie.
May the Schwartz be with you.
So, let's get into it. This movie stars Bill Pullman, not Bill Paxton.
Bill Pullman's awesome.
Bill Pullman, Independence Day, Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
I never confuse those guys. It's just they have similar names. And then John Candy, Rick Moranis, Lorraine Yarnell Jansen. Did you know this?
Don't know the name.
I only found this out in doing research, a.k.a. reading IMDb while watching this terrible movie. Shields and Yarnell, the mime duo. She's the lady mime. She is the lady inside the suit that is Dot Matrix.
Okay.
They actually went with, like, a famous mime lady.
Nice.
You don't know Shields and Yarnell?
Nope.
Oh, well, it was, like, a famous... They had, like, a show. Like, the most popular mimes in the world.
Okay. How many people here care about mimes?
Zero.
I don't see any hands up. Thank you.
So... Great cast in this, except for Mel Brooks.
Tim Russ. That was the weirdest one I didn't realize until I saw a credit somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of Stephen Tobolowsky. Ned Ryerson.
Oh my gosh, yes, he did. He has one of the best roles in this movie.
He's phenomenal.
I know two of the guys, the guy who's performing the ceremony for the wedding and the organist are famous, and I believe they're Mel Brooks' buddies. I think they're on the audio commentary on the DVD.
Wow. So this is fun. In doing a little bit of research, Lone Star, they were originally looking for Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise.
I'm glad they didn't get Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks might not have been as good.
We're talking early Tom Cruise, too. So this is like Top Gun Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I don't think it would have gone well.
Yeah, and I know he's got comedy chops now, like him in Tropic Thunder. Great, but...
Yeah, he was very nice and surprising in Tropic Thunder.
Val Kilmer might have been a good Lone Star.
He might have been. He might have been too intense.
I don't know. I mean, Top Secret, he's phenomenal. But they also went to James Caan.
That would have been weird.
He couldn't do it because he was having addiction problems. So alcoholism saved him from having this awful movie on his IMDb.
It saved this movie from having him on this.
This movie took Mel Brooks 6 months to write. Okay. 6 months to just write these awful jokes.
They're not that awful. They're dated, but they're not awful.
Some of them aren't jokes. Some of them are just references.
Yes, clever references and lines.
I don't even think clever.
Some of them are.
It's the Temple of Doom. Sure isn't Temple Beth Israel.
I know. Yes.
That's not a joke. That's just a reference to a thing.
Yes.
That'd be like meeting a hooker named Mary and like, sure isn't the Virgin Mary. Yes. That's what that is.
That's cheesy bad humor. People enjoy that sometimes.
It's garbage.
Yes, there are some bad jokes in here.
This is a garbage movie that I used to like.
Well, it's a good movie that has some bad and dated
references.
It's
not a good movie. So here's my point with this movie. There are things that I used to like, and then things that I like now. And sometimes there's crossover. Most, like Wizard of Oz, I used to like that movie.
Never liked it.
Still holds up, and I like it.
Still don't like it?
This was a movie that I used to like, and then I rewatched thinking, like I showed this to my nephews, and I was like, I'm going to show them this hilarious movie. They didn't laugh once. And neither did I.
They don't have a sense of humor, and you might have been drunk.
No.
My kids were belly laughing during this. You witnessed that.
I did, and I was flabbergasted.
You chuckled when they were laughing at the same time, so stop that.
This is a garbage movie. This is a movie you used to like. So this is similar to, I think, movies like The Neverending Story.
That was dated and bad.
If you're not in the right age group, you don't like that movie. But if you're in the right age group, you're like, that movie's the best. I'm not in that age group. I hated that movie. I think it's garbage.
I just watched it with my kids, and I don't know why. I don't know how they sat through it.
Right. It's a terrible, terrible film.
I don't know how I liked it. How did it get a sequel?
Two sequels!
Oh, God.
I used to think that G.I. Joe was the greatest television show of all time.
And you were wrong then.
Right. and I used to like this movie, and I'm wrong.
No.
I was wrong.
No.
I think that there are things you used to like and things you continue to like, and this fell out of that. It fell out of favor. So here's another little fun fact before we get into this. Guess who wrote the novelization?
Who?
Mr. R.L. Stein.
Really?
Wrote the novelization for this movie.
Gotta read that.
It might be good. I can't believe they even did it.
Wow. I'm gonna find that.
I'll bet it's better than the movie.
Maybe.
He's a better writer, so he probably, you know, cleaned up a bunch of stuff.
Maybe. How far into his career do you think?
I don't think very far. I think he was kind of big in the 90s, right?
I don't know. My kid's reading a lot of them right now.
Yeah, but I remember him kind of showing up at the, like, Scholastic book fairs in elementary schools, like, in the early 90s. That's when he first kind of, like, showed up on the radar for me with, like, the Goosebumps books.
Okay, so it starts with the Star Wars scroll.
Yep. Once upon a time warp.
Yep.
First note, once upon a time warp. Ugh.
What can I say? He's trying to be clever.
This movie feels like it was written by a 12-year-old boy. And by all accounts, Mel Brooks is a really, really, really nice guy. And I feel bad for saying this. I think he's a great director. I think this is beautifully directed.
Yep.
I think this is a movie written by like a 12-year-old boy. And it's full of garbage things that aren't even jokes.
You know how you enjoyed Adam Sandler movies?
Yeah.
This is Adam Sandler movies of the day.
Right.
Dumb things stuffed in there just to fluff it.
But I'm not coming at you telling you that Adam Sandler movies are great.
No, but this is a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
It is.
Okay. That's not a good joke, right?
No,
looks like the Temple of Doom. Sure isn't the Temple Beth Israel. That's not a joke.
No, but it still is a good movie.
That's just a proclamation. There are so many proclamations in this movie where it's just like, I know Jewish things. Good for you, Mel. You know Jewish things.
Right, right.
That's not a joke. At least Family Guy, they do an absurdist thing where it's like, remember that one time Pete Rose hit me in the... And then it says an absurd flashback. Yes. It's not just like, remember, I'm Catholic and I know Catholic things. Wink. Why is that okay?
I don't know. That's what he does in all of his movies.
It's the worst.
Okay, move on.
This is the best...
Can we get to the next part, yes, the next note?
Let me just state something. The best Mel Brooks movie, and many people will agree with me on this, Young Frankenstein.
Don't know.
You know why? Because he's not in it. Because he directed it. Gene Wilder refused to do that movie if Mel was going to be in it.
Right.
Because he knew. Even Gene knew. Yes. God rest his brilliant soul. Knew that if Mel was in that movie, it was going to be a terrible garbage film like this one became.
Yeah. I understand that. Yes. But it's not a terrible garbage movie. It's still pretty good.
The thing is, these movies don't have any staying power. This isn't going to go on and be remembered as a classic.
Why are people still dressing up in this costume at Star Wars conventions?
Because our age group of people are still alive and still revere this movie for some reason.
And their children and other children.
I guarantee you your kids aren't going to show it to their kids. They're not going to be like, look at this hilarious thing. The parody films don't last.
I don't know. This is definitely dated, but it's enjoyable still. You ignore the dated references and just go on enjoying the movie.
This has no staying power. Parody films do not have staying power. Scary Movie 2 is not going to be remembered for generations.
Okay, so the scroll ends with Chapter 11 and a title.
So hilarious. Brilliant. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, totally. But it is making fun of Star Wars. That was a clever reference for the time. And at the time, it was funny, I'm sure.
Okay,
Nowadays, it's just stupid because it's old. That happens. Golden Girls is a stupid show now because everything's like, oh, what's going on back in the 40s?
No. Golden Girls still holds up because those, much like the Ninja Turtles, the Golden Girls represent the four classic humors.
Okay, so we've got the slow open of the ship.
The long ship is funny exactly one time.
It holds up still. It's brilliant. I love it.
You love sitting there for a minute and 30 seconds looking at a model? We break for nobody?
I love it.
Okay. Colonel Sanders.
I love it. Colonel Sanders.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
pick your fast food restaurant.
No, you just said I'm loving it. So.
Yeah, but Colonel Sanders?
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
But seriously. Okay, so Jaws-like intro music to the slow strip scrolling by. And it's like they I seriously think I can make a 10-minute cut of that.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's so easy. That scene is
terrible.
Almost, it's almost 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it's like a minute 39.
Minute 42.
Wow.
Planet Druidy is in sight, sir. The guy called Dark Helmet over. And he starts walking in. The nice, intense music as he's walking in. I love the tie on his outfit. Like, the tie makes the outfit.
It's a penis and balls.
It's collars and a tie.
Okie doke.
I didn't see
that. What if we take his tie and we make it look like a penis?
I didn't see it.
That's hilarious, right? You don't see it?
I don't see that.
Okay. All right.
I think that's you trying to make this as dumb as possible.
No, I think that's intentional.
Okay, I like that the whole, he plops the helmet open and says, I can't breathe in this thing. I enjoyed that.
It's Rick dumb... is the best part of this movie.
He's one of the good parts.
You know who agrees with me about this movie?
I think Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get for going to Twitter to try to help defend yourself in this.
Amanda's a smart kid. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Okay, so the dude went to the president to let him know that they were approaching Druidia.
Yeah, we had the little Mr. Coffee scene, which I actually enjoyed.
That's coming up. Because yeah. The guy gets mad. You went over my helmet?
Yeah.
More like around it. And then he hears that it's on radar, so we're going to go over to radar. And he starts playing with the Mr. Coffee.
Yeah, I like that. Like, Rick has some way of bringing like something real to this crazy performance.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah. There's just something. He's the most real character in this.
He plays like a loser boss so well in this.
Yeah, I wanted to see him do more of this because he's almost like a proto Michael Scott type of character.
Yeah,
he's the dummy boss, but there's something likable about him and something human, you know?
Yeah, it's not the stressful, intense, annoying likable boss like The Office.
But... Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Coffee.
I always have coffee when I watch Radar.
Yeah.
Of course you do, sir.
Yeah, that's great.
They tell us the whole plan, talking to each other, and Rick looks at the camera. Everybody got that? I like that.
I do like that, too. That's funny. Then the Druidia air shield plan is, you know, it's all laid out, and then we go to Princess Vespa's wedding.
Well, you get the great spit take, and as he's about to spit, Colonel Sanders slaps him on the back, and the helmet closes. He gets the spit take into the helmet. I enjoy that. That's slapstick, but fun.
So they name this droid Dot Matrix.
Yes. Well, coming into the wedding, you got the sign telling what's going on, and tomorrow, bingo.
That's not funny.
No.
Not at all.
But it's one of those things. It's kind of...
just that's another in my check mark for, like, not a good movie.
It's real. You go to a church, there's a wedding sign, they're going to have something like that.
I guess. How many... like, just Jewish references are in this movie. Like, if Mel Brooks was born a Christian, how many jokes would he not have made in this movie? Like, the majority.
Yeah, but I don't want to turn it into a religious debate.
I don't either.
So let's stop making that point.
It works in The Producers. It's funny in The Producers.
It's funny in this occasionally. It's funny
in History of the World Part 1.
It's funny in this occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yes.
So you're saying that this movie that has occasional funny points is a great movie.
No, I'm saying it has an occasional funny Jewish reference.
This movie is all just like 14-year-old boy or Jewish references. No. Not even jokes.
So you've got the priest or whoever.
Before that, there's terrible stuff. The hold my oil joke. I could hardly hold my oil.
I agree. Dot is one of the worst characters in this movie.
Yes. They even let Joan Rivers say her catchphrase in this. Can we talk? Like, that ruins this movie for me so hard.
I
didn't even know that was a catchphrase.
I've never liked Dot. And I think because of Dot, I've never liked Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers is a great comedian, but having Dot in this is almost like making Urkel, your robot, in a movie, and having him say, did I do that? And then you're like, okay, super dated. Throw this out. This doesn't even make any sense anymore.
So you got the priest, and I love his... we're gathered here today to watch the bride.
Right, the little play-by-play.
Right
by
past
play.
The altar, down the hall. I enjoyed that.
Narcoleptic Prince Valium.
Yep.
Brilliant. He's sleepy a lot. That's hilarious.
I didn't like him that much in this either. But she gets in the car and takes off, and he yawns, kind of yells, come back.
Yeah. So we have the runaway bride thing. She takes off, and then we cut to Lone Star. Bill Pullman and his barf joke.
That was barf.
I'm an expert at throwing up. I never wake up and go, barf.
Yeah, that I never took that as him saying he's gonna barf. Never, even as a kid, I never thought that.
But it's apparent to me that's the joke.
I think it was, yeah.
It's a terrible joke.
Yeah, it's not that good.
I just want to go through this movie and do a cut where I add sound effects in, and it's just like, wah, wah, wah.
How about you just cut out the jokes you don't like?
Then we would just have, like, a couple of minutes. There'd be, like, the nice, sweet scene in the desert between him and Vespa, and then there'd be...
How about you do a reasonable cut instead of the stupid stuff you're whining about and just cut some of the bad stuff?
Whining about? I'm disliking a film I had to watch. This is my least favorite. I'd rather watch Class of 44 twice than watch this again.
Careful what you wish for.
This is a bad pop song. This is David Bowie's Suffragette City, and it drives me crazy because I've seen this at least 30 times throughout my life, and I don't want to watch it another single time, but it's constantly pushed on me as this classic.
Okay, yeah, so Pizza the Hut is calling.
And he's the worst.
Lone Star wants Barf to answer it for him so he can act like he's not there.
And Dom DeLuise, they couldn't even be bothered to do good makeup for this.
Yeah, it was a little weird. I didn't like how you see his chin, and his chin, I guess, is supposed to be the tongue.
Yes. It's not,
he didn't even shave for it.
It's yeah.
Just Dom DeLuise's chin. That was a little bothersome. I still enjoy Pizza the Hut. It's kind of funny and dumb.
He's gross.
A little bit.
It's like Frank Sinatra wannabe guys, all right?
His henchman's a little grosser. The whole licking him and you're delicious.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the joke about it. I enjoy the next scene with the line you hate so much, but I like the idea of the scene. Dot Matrix trying to talk to...
Can we talk? And she's got the Leia headphones.
I don't care about what Dot Matrix is saying. I care about the joke that she has buns and she's just ignoring everything. And eventually she just pulls the buns off their headphones. I like that. That was a clever joke at the time. And I still enjoy it.
I have the
My
notes.
Kid loved that.
Stupid hair joke. That's what I wrote this down as.
Yeah.
Can we talk? Boo. Stupid hair joke.
Okay, so they talk a little bit after she takes the headphones off.
And then we have President Scroob.
Yep, Spaceball City.
Yeah, and a Grandma Brooks, by the way. Mel Brooks, President Scroob.
Oh, okay.
Anagrams. And the awful Perrier.
Yeah, yep. He's arguing about, or telling somebody of the press that there's no air shortage. Hangs up and says something about him, and then opens a can of Perrier. I never paid attention much to Perrier. It's canned air. It's just...
Yeah.
It's the whole political thing. Oh, there's no problem, and then the president is participating in the problem.
And then the god-awful transporter joke.
Yep. Scotty...
Snotty.
Snotty beamed me twice last night. It was terrific.
Snotty.
Yes.
This is the Stupid level joke. Of humor.
Stupid joke. Extreme Scotsman. Even in a different outfit than everybody
Lock
else.
Lock one. Lock two. Lock Loman.
Yep. That was kind of dumb.
And then he's backwards, so you can see his own butt... Ha ha ha.
I like the what the hell worked on Star Trek.
So they beam him back, and then the joke is he's just like in the next room over.
I enjoy that
That's
one.
That's good.
I still enjoy that one.
That's good. That's funny. Yeah.
Without all the fluff, it would have been a whole lot better, but I agree. That snotty stuff was stupid. I love the salute. Still to this day.
Yeah, that's silly. That's Ministry of Silly Wax level.
Yeah.
So they see the princess, and they want to shoot her across the nose of her ship.
Yeah, but you miss Charlene and Marlene.
Yeah, I skipped it because it's garbage. Like, oh, there's a Doublemint Twins reference that nobody will get.
Chew your gum. Who cares if nobody now gets it? We get it. I enjoyed it.
I guess. It's just full of old man jokes.
Yes, but some of it's still fun.
I just feel like every 20 minutes, Mel Brooks is just looking into the camera and mugging and going, and I'm Jewish. And you're like, oh, okay, Mel Brooks. Okay, we get it.
It works for him. Why not? It worked for him back then. That's what I meant to say.
So anyway, we have the cross-eyed... Are we doing an explicit episode?
We're just going to have to bleep it.
The cross-eyed asshole jokes.
Yeah. I like that Vespa freaks out and she says, I don't have to put up with this. I'm rich. And she calls Daddy.
Right 1-800-DRUIDIA, which I called last night.
Really?
Yeah. You've got to have some sort of... It asks you for a password when you call in there.
Just straight to a password? Doesn't tell you what you've reached?
No. 1-800. Did you remember? I'm a Jew!
The Gunner's First Class Major Who put him in charge?
I did, sir. And also, another cross-eyed Everybody's named and it's genius, and it's the best ever.
I'm surrounded by a-holes.
Moving on.
It's fun. I enjoy that still.
This isn't even as clever as the commercial. Remember, there's a commercial where a guy was like, "Nice to meet you, Mr. Dumbass. I can't wait to work at Dumbass and Dumbass."
It's Dumas.
Yeah, it's Dumas. That's more clever than just, "My name's a-hole. Ha-ha, that's silly, right? I got a lot of jokes for you guys." This is a 12-year-old boy who got told once that he was funny, and now he's trying to be funny. Like, get this, I can make a fart with my armpit. Guess what? I know dirty words. Butthole. Ha-ha. That's what this movie is.
Are you getting mad that you're seeing yourself in Mel?
I mean, there's a little bit of me in Mel, but I'm not just like, hey, and I'm Catholic. I don't just hit you with a reference to just remind you that I'm Catholic constantly. I think the man is an awful, 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 awful actor and an awful writer, but he's a good director.
How do we go on from this? Okay. So Lone Star asks for $1 million and says, okay, whatever, right away.
Dick Van Patten's great. I like the thing about, you know, see if you could save the Mercedes, and like, oh, I got it from Prince Murray, my, that's silly, weird little details that I enjoyed.
That was pretty minutia, and I don't know. Okay, so they're talking about
playing into Jewish stereotypes.
They don't want to do this. We're not just doing this for money. We're doing this for a shitload of money. Great line. And then we get the jam joke. They're going to jam them.
Yep, they're going to jam the radar.
And this is where we get Michael Winslow, and he is awesome.
He's great. Yeah.
This is probably one of the best Michael Winslow scenes ever.
It's good. I mean, it's no Police Academy.
I don't know. How do you beat this with Police Academy even?
Because Police Academy is a better movie.
Yeah, but how do we beat Michael Winslow in this versus Michael Winslow playing a gunfire sound in the PA of a car?
Remember when he pretended to do the dog in the PA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is good, though. Michael Winslow's great.
Yeah. "We're having trouble with the radar, sir." I love that, because how many times he says it, and then Rick Moranis freaking out over the so he takes or knocks it out of his hand, and then he does it again, and he freaks out, and like, that was great. That was just a great Michael Winslow Rick Moranis scene.
And then Lone Star shows up in the course of the rescue. She doesn't look Jewish.
Yeah, that's awful. But okay, Michael Winslow saying, "I've lost the bleeps of Sweeps of the Creeps."
Yeah,
Rick Moranis. That's not all he's lost.
Right.
I love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
The best part of that is the white noise sound. Shh.
Yes. I love it. Raspberry. Only one person would give me raspberry. Lone Star. Nice, dumb scene. But definitely dumb, but still clever and fun.
I hate that John Candy did this movie.
You can hate it, but we're going to keep going.
It could have been anybody else, and I would have been happier.
Okay, dumb slapstick, but how awesome is it when the close-up, when he says Lone Star, knocks him over?
The camera hitting him?
Yes. I love it.
I don't.
I love it.
I find it terrible. Then they're going to go to ludicrous speed.
Well, the worst line ever from John Candy in this movie is when he introduces himself in the Mercedes.
"I'm barf."
No, he doesn't even say barf. He doesn't say "I'm." He just says barf.
Yeah.
Nobody would introduce themselves that way.
Yeah. Not in here. It's a Mercedes.
Yes. Then going up the ladder, "Stop looking up my can." Only line Dot Matrix ever says that I kind of enjoy.
You like that line?
Only kind of.
Oh, man.
In the Winnebago, we see the Space Invaders pinball machine.
Yes.
I have a personal relationship with that machine, and I kind of don't like it. But it's nice to see it in the movie, getting some credit.
It gets boring playing it.
Yeah, yeah. But the art design is for the guy that did the Alien movies, so it's a beautiful pinball machine.
H.R. Giger, he also did the fold-out poster to Frankenchrist by the Dead Kennedys. That got them sued.
Nice.
For obscenity.
Nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like, but it gets a little old, all the tail smacks John Candy does to Lone Star. Yeah. Barf, just every time he turns, he's smacking Lone Star in the face. I like the intercom argument, where they're, now hear this, when we land, this is going to happen, and just the dumb argument between the princess and Lone Star. I will not be rescued in such filth. Kind of dumb, but fun. Okay, the Druish princess joke is way out of place, because they know she's from Druidia. They know she's Druish, and they know she's a princess.
Right.
That is an awful line.
That's just Mel Brooks reminding you that he's Jewish.
Okay, okay, yeah, I know. Let's go.
Hey, did you guys forget yet? I'm still Jewish.
Okay, so we get Helmet approaching the car, going through this monologue. It's pretty good. And then he opens the car. She's not in there. And everybody grabs their crotch. Kind of fun.
Right, and then they go to ludicrous speed to catch up with...
Yeah, I like that the door smacks him when he gets mad. He hits the car and the door smacks him into the car.
I guess.
Didn't like that?
No.
You're boring. Or you're trying to hate this movie.
I'm not trying to hate this movie. It's just come so naturally at this point.
Okay, so they're coming up on
the Winnebago. Who is this for? This movie...
It's for when we were kids. Us.
Right. It's for us when we were kids.
Yes, and we enjoyed it then.
And I don't anymore.
There are worse movies that you still enjoy, and I know that for a fact.
If we took a movie that I liked when I was a kid, G.I. Joe the movie... Don't expect me to like G.I. Joe the movie now.
There's so many movies I still enjoy from when I was a kid. I still enjoy this, no matter how dumb some of these jokes are and how dated some of these
are. I just don't. It's...
Okay, so do you want to just shit on the movie constantly? Or
yes,
do you wanna...
yes. This is how I'm going to get through this.
So this is literally going to take 4 hours.
No! Just move through it quickly.
We're not moving through it quickly, because every time we get somewhere, you're saying this is just Mel Brooks saying he's Jewish.
Your minutia is getting intense, though. You have like 12 notes for my one.
Okay, then don't stop me and let's go.
All right, don't stop me now. All right, let's go. Are we at the desert walking?
Nope.
Okay.
I haven't even gotten to ludicrous speed.
Oh, man. Okay. That's my next note. This is going to be rough. I hate this movie.
Okay, so they're about to shoot Lone Star, and he takes off to light speed. Secret hyperjets. Helmet wants to go to straight to ludicrous speed, and Colonel Sanders doesn't think we should do it. And you got the, what's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Yeah. Brilliant.
You missed that. If you go too fast, you're going to miss the good ones. So you're going to shit on the movie without having any of the good stuff.
I hate that. I hate that joke. I skipped it on purpose because it's terrible.
No, it's awesome. Because his response is to just go for it. And his delivery of his next line was great. Because his voice cracks and he's really afraid of going to ludicrous speed. And it was great.
I don't think so.
I think the delivery was amazing. The next line was awful. You're a petty excuse for an officer. Awful line. Sorry, Rick. Awful line. And they go to ludicrous speed, and
they go to plaid.
They go to plaid, which is, it's weird. I wouldn't have chosen that, but it's an interesting choice.
That's your way of politely saying it's dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Helmet's freaking out because he made a bad choice, and he tells them to stop. And says, you can't stop, you gotta slow down. Okay, no, you do it. And he pulls a mechanical lever brake to stop the ship, and it stops. And Rick goes flying into the front of the ship.
Yeah.
This is where he goes into his Louis Tully voice.
Which is great.
This is a great scene. Just he's obviously concussed and like, fine, how have you been? And then...
you guys want to take a 5-minute break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then smoke if you got him.
That's the best part of this movie. It's just great that line there.
Lone Star stops. Drops out of secret hyperjets, whatever. And they're out of gas, and they crash on a desert planet.
Yeah, so you have them walking in the desert with Vespa's matched luggage, all of that stuff. The other guys can't find him, so they decide to get Spaceballs the movie, which...
Yeah. So they go to Spaceballs the movie.
This is Mel Brooks' favorite joke of this movie.
Really?
Spaceballs the movie in here. And if you watch the commentary to this movie, Mel Brooks says... that he really regrets making all of the Jewish jokes in this movie. But he's also kind of proud that he did them too.
I enjoyed the commentary. I watched that like a couple months ago. I like watching Spaceballs movie, the little scene.
That's clever.
And they get to the crash or the ludicrous speed scene. And they're like, skip past this one. In fact, never play this part again.
Yeah.
I that was a great delivery by Rick.
What's his name? George Wyman as Colonel Sanders.
Is that Wyman? I don't know.
Yeah, the guy's great.
Yeah, he does. Great job. And then when just as Helmet just gets confused in this scene, gets worse and worse, and then it goes from being clever and good to just, oh, you went a little too far.
Right.
And then they found where they were, and it goes to Lone Star and the princess sitting in front of a fire. And Lone Star gives her his jacket, and cold never bothers me, and instantly he starts shivering.
This is the stuff that's real, and it's enjoyable. I like this Desert Night scene.
Yeah. He came from the Ford Galaxy.
The Ford Galaxy, yeah.
Yeah.
A car and also a Harrison Ford reference.
Is it a Harrison Ford reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harrison Ford, Han Solo, blah, blah.
I guess, but yeah. It was cheesier, but about the same as the joke in The Postman about Ford.
Yeah, I remember.
The one black kid in The Postman, his name's Ford because he was born in a Ford.
The Postman?
Yeah. With what's-his-face?
A Kevin Costner movie?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Really?
No.
Okay. I have one on you then, because you've got dozens on me.
Yeah.
Okay, another awful dot matrix scene. They almost kiss, and the virgin alarm goes off. Argument ends with a barf talking about how the sun's going to come up, and it dissolves from night to day. And you hear barf say, nice dissolve.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. The Dink Dinks arrive and save them.
Yeah, cliche desert walk scene in the day, and they're sweating and all that, and then they fall down, and then the Dink Dinks show up. With a great performance by Tony Cox as one of the Dink Dinks.
Yeah, the others did a great job too. Don't just single him out.
Yeah, it's Tony Cox, man.
Yeah.
He's the best.
And then we get yogurt.
Before that, we have the combing the desert scene.
No, they're told to comb the desert. They don't. That scene's coming up.
Yeah, all right. The worst part of the movie
is yogurt. You got yogurt. Walks into a big statue that's smoking and has fire, and they say yogurt, and he comes out, yahoy to me. Not that great. He's doing his midget on his knees guy.
His dwarf routine.
Yeah. Not many people are going to get dwarf. So.
No. But if you liked this movie, you're going to get dwarf or dwarf.
Maybe.
I've got like 8 notes left for this entire movie. This is the Temple of Doom, Temple Beth Israel, horrible joke.
The president with the twins, and he's got Spaceballs, the sheets on his bed.
Right.
And he's interrupted by somebody, and yeah, so.
This is the comb the desert thing, which is like,
yeah, then we get
isn't it wonderful that there's segregation in this futuristic place? Like,
yeah, it's pretty racist, but it's a funny joke, and at the time it was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess black guys talk different than white guys.
But...
And did I remember to tell you that I'm Jewish?
It's about they're using a pick instead of a comb.
Right.
And here's Tim Russ. We ain't found shit.
It's funny.
It is. They're using a pick instead of a comb. Okay, Lone Star talking about his medallion, talking to Yogurt. Yogurt clears his throat trying to be funny.
The quicker we can get through the Yogurt stuff, the better.
He reads it, doesn't tell him. There's the Schwartz scene, the whole lifting the statue. It's like the lifting of the X-Wing.
It's a combination of Yoda and the Wizard of Oz.
Yes. So, the statue's lifted. Barf distracts him. It lands on his foot. Yoga lifts it. It's just, that was dumb. Okay, we got Lord Helmet. He feels the Schwartz on the planet and finds the door.
Yeah, and they trick Vespa into coming out.
Yeah, there's a good line about Yogurt here. He's talking about Yogurt has the Schwartz, but don't you have the Schwartz too? Yeah, but he's got the upside. I've got the downside. There's two sides for every Schwartz.
And
I kind of like that. Instead of the light side and dark side, it's the upside and the downside.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See, you miss things because you're just shitting on it.
I've seen it too many times. I hate it.
Okay, so yeah, I like the deception. I like how it's supposed to be her dad. Would I lie to you? That's kind of a...
It's Final Fantasy II. Gilbert's the bard, and his wife dies, and then you're in the, like, in your bedroom.
Oh, crap, you're right.
And his wife comes and is like, come on out, Gilbert. And then you go outside, and it turns out to be a bunch of monsters pretending to be Gilbert.
You're right. They stole that from this.
They did.
Nobody's going to understand that reference. I'm going to have to cut it. Of our 4 listeners, maybe one of them has heard of a Final Fantasy...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but they're not old enough to know, too.
Yeah, if they are, they do the Japanese numbering system, they'll be like, those idiots, it's actually 4. the dolls scene. They've kidnapped Vespa, and we have Rick playing with dolls. That's funny. That's okay.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Because he's just, you hear monologue, and you think he's talking to them. But then he comes around the helmet, and he's got dolls. And then Sanders comes in.
Yeah.
He says, I told you to knock! And he's all hiding. Did you see anything? No, sir, I didn't see you playing with your dolls. Good! And then the expression on his face when he realizes what he said.
And then the next scene, the bathroom wall scene, could have been funny.
It could have.
If it wasn't Mel.
You might be right. It was clever. I don't... I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. And then they're going to get the door code.
By threatening a nose job.
Threatening to redo her, give her old nose.
Yes, which has a crazy lump in it. That doesn't seem like a big threat because she's just going to get another nose job.
You'd think, but it is. It's a huge threat. Maybe that's, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so the code is 12345. I like the repeating that they all do.
Right.
1-1-1.
I liked the fact that they were like, what, are you kidding me? 1-2-3-4-4? That's like something that an idiot would put on his luggage, and then Scroob comes into the room like...
That's amazing!
Oh, yeah.
It's the combination I have in my luggage.
That's good.
Then we get Helmet stuck in a door. The door starts closing on him.
So Lone Star and Barf land and...
At the prison.
Yep, and they happen to find the people with the exact same body types so they could steal their outfits.
And now one of those guards is Rick Dukeman?
Dukeman.
Rick Dukeman.
Yeah, from The Burbs.
The Burbs.
Is that really him?
That's him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. That guy was the best.
He died?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They have the uniforms and they're going in and then they hear Vespa singing. No reason to it, but Barf points out she's a bass. Just pointless.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Okay, so the key to the door is a giant key. I don't know why, but I like that. What's the point of the giant key? And they start to take off. And there's a pretty good firefight scene until it gets gimmicky.
With the doppelgangers?
Before that. Just a firefight scene between the space balls and them trying to get out.
Yeah, this is a good chunk of movie where it's just good adventure movie. But it's also just almost scene for scene Star Wars.
Well, there's that, but then there's the gimmicks. Like, Barf pulls the pipes off the wall and gets the five of them to shoot him. And
Bloop, 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 bloop. That's when we get our Wilhelm scream also.
Yes, the last one was Wilhelm. And then we've got the stunt doubles. Right after that, they run through the door that's closing, jump through. Tobolowsky?
Yeah.
Comes in.
This wouldn't have been funny to me had they not had it been Stephen Tobolowsky. If it was the entire cast...
an amazing job.
Yeah. If it was Wyman and it was just like, oh, the stunt doubles, it would have been like, okay. But the fact that he was replaced with a dude who looks like him, that's what made that hilarious to me. The fact that everybody was everybody's stunt double. That was great.
It was really good. His monologue and his accent, everything was great.
Then the shot, you shot my hair scene.
Yeah, the my hair. They're like, that's not bad for a girl. And Dot saying, that's pretty good for Rambo.
That was good.
It's Dot. It wasn't that great.
Mega Maid.
Well, you've got the president running across the ship. And it says, the ship's too big. If I walk, the movie will be over.
Yeah.
Clever. And then they switch it to Mega Maid. I love the timpanis on the bridge.
I do like the guy, yeah, because he's full tuxedo.
Sanders stops to look at him for one of the scenes just before he says Mega Maid. I love it.
And that's my last note of the movie.
Okay, the Schwartz reverses the vacuum. You got drunk and fell asleep or something.
No.
Or gave up.
No, I watched the whole thing.
There's so much more.
My last note was Mega Maid, F this movie. And I remember everything after this.
You're missing some of the good stuff because you've got the music coming up.
No, I know. I know when it kicks in.
Okay.
It's terrible. Mega Maid, so they turn Spaceball 1, the big spaceship, into a giant maid with a vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Open up the thing to Druidy and start sucking out all the oxygen.
Yep.
And trees and snow.
For some reason.
Right.
Just to show some cool visuals.
And then Dick Van Patten is out of air.
Yep. And the Schwartz switches the vacuum to reverse. And Mega Maid's gone from suck to blow.
Right. Brilliant,
Joe. That's supposed to be funny?
Yep.
I never got that even, like, any time I've seen this.
Because this is for prepubescent boys who know very little about sex.
Okay, so Lone Star goes into the ear of Mega Maid, and it goes to a weird video game mode. The clever hit the lights, hitting the lights, going to infrared, praying to God.
That's clever right.
scene. Lone Star gets out of the Winnebago when they find the place, and he goes into a hall and comes up behind a spaceball guard.
Yeah, what are you doing? The Vulcan neck pinch. Oh, you got to do it a little higher.
Clever scene.
Yeah.
Then you got the next room where hey, what are you doing in here? He Schwartz's the shaving cream over. He says, yeah. "This." That was a good line.
That's funny. Just
what are you doing? Yeah. This. Just
yeah, it's good.
And when you're getting shaving cream sprayed in your face. Don't scream.
Yeah, he opens his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. Terrible.
Because he's getting one eye, then the next eye he says, ah, and then gets his mouth full.
That's funny, though.
It is.
The level
you of... You just said this is funny.
Yeah, that's a good, okay, good scene.
Good. So well, we're getting somewhere.
We got four. We got like four good scenes.
So that guy's taken care of, and just as he's about to hit the button, Helmet arrives. And at last we meet for the last time, and they kind of look around like, was that right? It was good delivery. I like that.
Yeah.
The father's brother's nephew's cousin, former roommate, kind of dumb, but some nice fun flip.
Always fluff. Bothered me that the lightsaber is in the ring.
Yes.
Always bothered me.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, Lone Star loses his ring.
Yeah.
And Yogurt's like, oh, I just found that in a box of Cracker Jacks. You found a lightsaber ring?
I want to try some Cracker Jacks now. I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Brilliant.
Now let's see how you handle it. I always thought it was clever as a kid, but that's a pre-pubescent.
Because this movie is for 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
I'm curious if as many girls like this movie as boys. This is a dude movie, right?
Probably.
This is Naked Gun. Girls are smart like me. They're like, no, that's for stupid little boys.
Okay, so I like where how they is it a grip? Or is he a... what title would that guy have that they cut?
Oh, yeah. What is it? The boom guy that they...
Yeah, it must be a boom operator.
Yeah, that's the best joke in the movie.
Yeah, and they're both like, he did it!
Yeah.
I liked it. Then they get their Schwartz twisted. I hate when I get my Schwartz twisted. The handshake where he takes the ring. Kind of dumb, but I like the way Rick Moranis plays this.
All right.
I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book. And evil triumphs because good is dumb.
And then he goes to shoot him in the dick, and he grabs a mirror and bounces it back to shoot Rick in the dick.
Yeah, but he gives him time to Schwartz ghost with Yogurt.
Right.
And remember, and then, oh, there's a mirror there. Let me Schwartz it over to me. And so I like he actually gets him in the crotch, too. So he goes flying back, hits the button with his head. So everybody's freaking out, abandoned ship, and we get the Spaceballs music.
Spaceballs!
Some great music.
The minute that music comes on, it just becomes chaos. There's clowns everywhere.
Acrobats, clowns, people in band uniforms, a pizza guy, the timpaniest. Is that what he calls him?
Timpanist? Percussionist, probably.
Okay. A bear, and the bearded lady.
It just goes...
But they all come to the bridge for escape pod. When the music goes off, it goes crazy. The escape pods look a lot like the Star Wars escape pod.
It's actually a scene that was cut from A New Hope.
Really?
The escape pod scene that's used in this was one that was on the cutting room floor from A New Hope.
Okay, because I looked at it at the other one, and they were very different, the escape pods, but the scene was very similar.
Yes. George Lucas was a big supporter of this movie and lent a bunch of support to Mel Brooks as long as he promised not to do any merchandising.
What?
Yeah. He was like, go ahead, spoof everything in Star Wars. It's up to you. And he loved it all. And he even had ILM help out with it and gave them scenes like that escape pod scene. But he was like, do zero merchandising. So Mel Brooks was like, oh, what if I do a merchandising joke in this? And I'm Yogurt and I'm spelling Spaceballs the lunchbox.
So he was making fun of it then?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that now. Okay, and they find out about the cancellation button, but it's out of order.
Right.
So they can't stop the self-destruct.
Brilliant.
The stair visual gag was fun, how they all freak out and they all run to go get the cancel button, and they go down different stairs at the same time doing the slide.
Yeah, that was good. That was good slapstick.
Yeah. The computer skips 7 just to mess with them. Have a nice day. Thank you. And the ship blows up. Then we go straight to a news report where Pizza the Hut ate himself to death. He got trapped in his car.
Yeah.
Then the news report talks about, and here's this guy's review of Rocky 5000.
Yeah, Rocky 5000.
That's like in it's a Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
The Jaws joke.
What was it, Jaws 3D?
It was a Jaws like 300 or something weird like that. It was a number.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay, so Vespa's home. Oh, hello, where have you been? From Valiant. Then the diner. The diner's a little fun.
Yeah, yeah, the diner's good. You have
and
the,
this is where you get John Candy being a little pervy with as barf.
All you also the get the Millennium Falcon outside of the diner.
I missed that.
Yeah, it's outside of the diner.
Okay.
One of the little gifts from George Lucas and ILM.
Nice.
Like, go ahead and put this in here.
The crew from Alien.
Yeah, this is like a mix of the When Harry Met Sally scene and the scene from Alien with the chestburster.
Yeah, you got the weird, dirty joke from the Alien crew, and then the guy starts grabbing his chest, and he's like, oh no, not again.
Yeah.
And then the alien pops out and lands on the counter.
Michigan J. Frog.
Is that the name of the frog?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Yeah.
I like the joke. Waitress, what did he order? He had the special. I'll have the soup.
Yeah. Then back on Druidia, Vespa finds out that Lone Star didn't take the million space bucks.
Yeah, she's upset that he took it.
He just took gas money.
And then Barf is hungry in the Winnebago right after they left after not having food because of the alien.
And they eat the fortune
cookie. You know
what?
I enjoyed the alien. The puppetry on that was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good job. And the check, please.
Yeah, that little scene's good.
So Barf opens a fortune cookie, and it's Yogurt Schwartz Ghost telling him that he's a prince.
Right.
So then he and can... And there's a special can of fuel in the glove compartment.
Yeah, so he can marry Vespa.
Yeah.
So he puts the liquid Schwartz in, and they manage to make it on time to bust up the wedding.
Okay, the last scene with Yogurt's kind of lame.
Yes, as every scene with Yogurt is.
Okay, got the Planet of the Apes reference, where the stuff lands on this beach, and it's a Statue of Liberty-looking scene, because the head and the vacuum handle and the arm.
From the, Mega Maid.
And you got the Planet of the Apes, or the apes on horses coming up, and what's that coming out of her nose? Spaceballs. Oh, shit. There goes the planet.
I mean, reference. I like a Planet of the Apes reference, but it's not a great joke.
If you were to redo that, you'd have to have Wahlberg in there. Say hello to your mother for me.
But the thing that bothers me about it is there's no implied comeuppance for them.
No, they survive. It's just dumb.
It's fun, that's dumb what stuff. You want with a villain. You want implied comeuppance. So if it was going to be them landing on the Planet of the Apes planet, some other line other than there goes the planet, something about them capturing them and enslaving them. You want that implied.
Maybe that's implied that they're going to try to do that, but who cares? It's a dumb joke.
It's a terrible, dumb movie.
No.
It's a dumb movie.
Some dumb jokes are fun.
Not that one.
Yes.
Not most of them in this. By the way, did I remind you I'm Jewish?
Oh my goodness.
This movie's full of it. All right, are we done? Is this the end of the movie?
No, you got the wedding, and we're going to go for the short version. And then Lone Star interrupts, and the Lone Star's outfit is awesome. It's very Captain EO.
It is. It is so Captain EO.
I love it. I would wear that if I could.
It made me picture the song in my head.
Yeah?
I wanted him to open it up and have the rainbow shirt on.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
My favorite wedding scene ever is right here. Is the really short version. The really, really short version. It's the, do you? Yes. Do you? Yes. Good, you're married. Kiss her. I love that.
Yeah.
If I get married again, that's what I'm going to do. And Dot's upset. Goodbye, virgin alarm. Last line of the movie. Goodbye, virgin alarm.
Brilliant.
That pisses me off.
I found a review that I love, and I want to read it.
I don't think you deserve any more, because you came close to swaying me, but this is still a good movie, so f*** you.
No, I found somebody who agreed with me called Leningrad Cowboy on IMDb. 1 out of 10, it's called Space Bad. I watched Spaceballs a second time yesterday because I thought there must be something to it. I didn't like it the first time, and I hate it even more the second time I watched it. Maybe I just don't understand this movie. Is it too smart? Too deep? Too complicated? Is it funny because it's supposed to be bad? It was just plain awful. I couldn't stand keeping my eyes open. Kept thinking, please just press this stupid self-destruct button already and be done with it. If I didn't watch it in the cinema with my friends, I would have stopped watching after a half hour. I was trying very hard to laugh at the jokes. I just couldn't do it. Instead of Jabba the Hutt, the name was Pizza the Hutt. Oh my god, Yoda is yogurt. Jesus, comb the desert. They are literally combing the desert. Ha ha ha. May the Schwartz be with you. Is Schwartz supposed to mean something I don't get? Is it funny because it doesn't mean something? Is it funny because it sounds like schwants? For me, it is really important in a movie to have likable characters. In this movie, I didn't care for any of them. Rick Moranis' Dark Helmet was a good choice for this role, but all other characters should have a self-destruct button to press.
I don't like the guy.
Amen to everything he said.
No. Bill Pullman was awesome.
He's a great actor. His character is garbage. It's a garbage character.
Stephen Tobolowsky was amazing.
Sure. What's his character name?
He doesn't have a character name.
Right! He's talking about likable characters.
That was a character. He doesn't have a name. He's a character.
That's a cameo.
John Candy did a good job. He had some bad parts, but he did a good job. Could
have been anybody else. It was not likable John Candy.
No, nobody else could have made this anywhere near as good. You're going to say like Robin Williams. That would have been awful. No,
it's awful even with John. So why not let somebody go down with this awful ship?
Because John did a good job.
Sure.
It might not have been as good as it was without John. And we might not have liked it as kids. How much did you love Give Me Paw as
a kid? Loved it. I loved it as a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how many adults did you do that with constantly when you were a kid?
So many.
And they loved it too at the time.
Yeah.
It's dated, but it's still good.
Doesn't hold up as well as E.T.
You're just pissed because it's dated. E.T. doesn't hold up at all.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's an enjoyable film.
No, it's not. It never was, but it's even worse now.
Better than this.
I don't think so. This holds up.
All right, what's next on the list? We'll let the fans decide. We're at an hour.
Ugh. So we've got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Is that next?
That's next.
Oh, man, that's going to be our Thanksgiving episode.
As long as we can record it and get it out.
Yeah, we got to hurry on that.
And this.
It's going to be one of the good ones.
It is one of the best movies. It definitely is. Definitely. And everybody loves that movie.
Yeah, I can't wait. So join us next episode for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. In the meantime,
you can find us on Twitter at popcorn_with.
Visit us on Facebook or our website, popcornwith.com.
Goodbye.
Where you can check out all of our other podcasts. Smoke if you got them.
You want to take a 5-minute break? That's the best way to end this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll do that.
You don't need that, Private. We're right here. Now, what is it? Now, what is it?
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
You know, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Watch out!